Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Do you have a new bra?
No.
Maybe I don't see your boobs often.
See my boobs often?
I feel like they're like this.
Like they're elevated?
Yeah.
The funny thing is, I bought this bra as a two-pack. And then the other one
a two-pack
is looser. Yeah.
It's a different color, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I feel like when something's a different color, it fits differently. Mm-hmm. Even shirts. You can buy the same shirt, and it'll be a different color, different pattern, and it fits fucking different.
Probably because the fabric.
I don't care. If I bought the fucking shit to have the same thing in different colors, it should fit the fucking thing. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Alright, all my ice is gone.
Finally.
God. Finally!
I've been waiting for days.
Yeah. Days and weeks and hours and months and years. But...
My feet are ashy.
Yeah, so are mine. I didn't put lotion on after I got out of the shower.
Me,
so.
I guess I didn't, because when I got out the shower, what was going on? Oh, I was trying to be quiet because the baby was sleeping.
Mm.
I was sneaking around this morning. Alright, anyway, so Brandy, tell me how your week was. Gosh darn it.
My week was...
So I feel like kids
I don't even know. My week was weird.
It was short. It was America's birthday.
I know, it was weird, and like this whole like after the 4th of July, I felt like yesterday, I was like, yes, today does not feel like a Saturday. I felt like it was like a weekday, or it felt weird. It didn't feel like a weekend yesterday.
Okay.
It didn't feel like a Saturday. Like Friday didn't feel like Friday, and then Saturday didn't feel like Saturday.
Did it feel like Monday?
No, it just felt weird. I felt like yesterday was maybe a weekend. I mean, maybe a weekday or a Sunday or something. Because I just felt like today is a weird-ass day.
Okay.
And so, like, yesterday I didn't do anything except watch fucking TV. I watched HBO and Netflix.
What'd you watch? Did you watch Stranger Things 3?
Yeah, I finished Stranger Things yesterday.
Nice.
And then I watched... Big Little Lies. And then, like, I just put on Daria because it's on Hulu and I can watch Daria, like, whenever, all the time.
And I watched Daria.
Yeah.
Do you want to talk about Stranger Things and ruin it for people who haven't watched it yet?
No, let's not be assholes and ruin shit.
I feel like...
Just yet. We'll wait a week.
We'll wait a week, but okay, let's just talk about a few things. What did you think?
First of all, I feel like Billy only came on the show to be a villain.
Dude,
anyway.
These bitches were so fucking thirsty over Billy.
He was gross.
Like the mom.
He wasn't even cute.
He had the nasty fucking like blondish mustache. If it is not like dark, get rid of it.
Mm-hmm.
Get rid of it. Facial, just all either facial hair, but not just the creepy fucking porn stash. And it's like blondish, and it's blonde. It's gross.
It's the 80s. Yeah, but I feel like the whole purpose of Billy, like, because last season, in season two, he was an asshole.
He was a fucking dick.
So his whole purpose was to come on the show and be a fucking villain. Period.
Well, I did, like, the first episode, like, when Billy got... I felt like it was, like, the Body Snatchers this season.
Yeah.
Very much Body Snatchers. And so when he got taken, I was like, oh, shit, he dead? He gone?
No.
But then he wasn't, so I didn't ruin it for you guys, so shut up.
Oh my god!
Oh my god, she ruined it! So
what do you mean?
He does... Anyway. But yeah, you're right. I think he played a really good villain. But he's such a creep.
He's an asshole. Like, he was an asshole from jump. Like, when he was on the last season, I was like, this racist little fucker. And then he comes on, you know, this season, and it's just like, of course, this, because he's like, I think just like, you know, bad shit is drawn to him or whatever. Yeah. So whatever. Yeah. And then
I think that's why it kind of stuck with him, just because he was such a fucking asshole and everything that happened to him in his life. Like, when they figured, well, not when they, but like,
you
when
get his 11, a little more of his backstory.
Right.
But, yeah, no, I don't know. Billy.
I was tweeting. And like, when I was watching it, I was like, y'all are too thirsty for Billy.
Yeah.
He just has nice abs. That's about it. And his hair was terrible. Yeah. Oh my God.
Yeah, it's bad hair. But it's 80s. It's the 80s. So
it is the 80s.
It's Mullet City. And, you know, what's his face? The hair. What is his name? Mike? Not Mike. His name is not Mike. What's his name?
Whatever his name is. Let's just call him the ice cream scooper with the hair.
The ice cream scooper.
Chips Ahoy.
Scoops Ahoy. Scoops Ahoy, yeah.
That's what they called them, the hair, though.
Nancy's ex-boyfriend.
Yeah. I liked him this season.
Yeah.
I like that they kept him.
Yeah.
Because I like him. At first, I didn't really like him from season one.
Yeah.
But I do like him.
Yeah, he's cool. He's like, I mean, he helps. He's not like he's a total dick bag that just like doesn't do anything.
Dick
he
bag.
He fucking helps. You know, so.
How about all the freaking kids making out? Like, 11 and.
All the kids.
Well, it's not Mike, because Mike's the one that got taken in season one. But what's the friend's name? What's the 11's boyfriend's name?
Why am I going to say Josh? I know all their names. I just can't think of it. Well, I just remember Dustin, because Dustin is like, is...
Did his teeth get knocked out again? Because honestly, I felt like season two, he came back and he had teeth. And now this season,
He has prosthetic teeth, but he has a... what do you call it?
A cleft lip.
No, he has a bridge.
Oh.
He has a bridge.
So you think he could just pop those teeth out anytime he wants?
Yeah.
That's gross.
Well, his condition makes it, you know, so that he doesn't grow teeth up there, so.
Oh, is that a thing?
Yeah, it's an actual thing.
So why did they, so they took his teeth out this season?
I guess.
Because I was like, where are his teeth? They grew back last season and now they're gone.
You know, I was, what I'm saying? I did, I was like, he had teeth before, but, and like, he'll, like, when he does appearances, he has them in.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I didn't, I wasn't, I knew he didn't have them in.
Yeah.
But I was just like, whatever, I don't care.
Okay. All right, anyway, it's a good season. I enjoyed Stranger Things season
two. I loved, what's his face's sister, though. She was, all
oh
girl
my
low.
God, she was talking all kinds of shit.
Nerds.
But why does she have to have the potty mouth? Like, she was dropping so many curse words. I was like, little girl, you were only 10 years old.
She's a nerd. She was so cute.
Okay, nerds. You owe me ice cream for life.
She was like, Operation Child Endangerment underway.
She was so spicy. She was so spicy. Give that girl a movie.
Like, can we not call her that?
Give that girl a movie. She ready. She ready.
Oh, that's funny, though. Yeah.
It's a good season, though. So I'm happy I did binge that.
Oh, yeah. How was your week?
It was okay.
I'm like, oh yeah, how was your... I made some jewelry. That was pretty much about. That was my week. Like, I didn't do any work for my other ventures, but whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So, your week was okay.
I.
It was a weird week. I'm telling you.
It was a very weird week. We had a short week. It was the 4th of July on Thursday. Obviously, I got Thursday, Friday off. Which is nice. I had to make a really tough decision. I'm not going to cry right now. Because I cried.
You did?
I cried.
When you dropped them off?
I cried. I cried so much.
You were like, bah!
I did. So I decided I had to... I surrendered trip. Sorry.
Why are you saying sorry?
I'm sorry to anybody who I've let down. And I felt like I let him down. Because he kept getting out. He still kept getting out. He still kept destroying things in the house. And then he got into, like I told you, got into the neighbors with the chickens and like their dog was bleeding or something like that. It was super dramatic. And then my husband got a chain and chained him up in the backyard. And I was just like, that's not right. Like, it's not fair.
It could have been a longer chain, that's for sure.
It could have been a longer chain, that is for sure. And he was just still tearing things up. and he was still doing the same things. And I was just like trying. And I researched no kill shelters.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, when I took him to LA, I was like, I'm going to take him out here. Maybe someone will find him and he'll have a better opportunity. And I told my friend, Mario, friend of the podcast, who has like an underground network of doggy, doggy facilities and, you know, this and that. So I feel confident that he's going to have to get home. I'm going to check in tomorrow. But when I dropped him off, I was like, I cried. I gave him a hug and I was like, I'm so sorry. And then the lady was like, well, you know, have you tried this? Have you tried that? I was like, I've tried everything that I can do. And, you know, there's nothing else I can do. My husband's like at his wit's end. He's jeopardizing the other dogs because they're going with him. And it's he's tearing shit up still. And I'm doing everything I can do. And I just felt like I let him down. Because there's nothing I could do for him. Because I work. I fucking work all the time. And when I'm not here, that's when he freaks out. I can't be here all the time unless we get some patrons and they want to, you know, donate to the cause. And then I can be home. But we're going to need a lot of patrons for that. But I had to surrender him. And I feel really bad about it. And I cried when I let him go. And then my dogs were noticeably sad. Like, Beauty was sad about it. And it's like, how do you know your dog was sad? Because she was laying next to his bowl and she was doggy crying. It was so sad, Brandy. Oh, like, I was laying with my dogs crying.
Oh, no.
I was so upset.
Laying on the floor with the dogs crying.
I really was. I'm about to cry right now. But, so that happened on Tuesday.
Oh, that sounds like a movie.
It does sound like a movie. And, like, you could see Nora, like, waiting by the hole at the gate, like, just waiting for him to come. And she's like, okay, is he coming? I don't know. It was just so eerie the next day. But I had to make the best decision for us, mm-hmm. for the other dogs, for the kids, for the house, for my neighbors, who some of them like him, some of them hate him, and I'm sure they all hate me. I said, like, one lady was walking down the street one morning. I was like, good morning. And bitch didn't say shit to me. Her dog looked at me because the dog heard me, but she didn't hear me.
Okay, but does she know Trip?
I'm sure he's been in her face a few times, I'm sure. But she was just like, He was like, oh.
It's like that? You know these people around her are weird anyway.
Eat a dick! Anyway, but 4th of July happened. It was a great time. We had some earthquakes.
We had a lot of earthquakes. Dude, did you feel all those aftershocks?
I only felt three.
Okay.
Only three earthquakes, guys. Only three.
No.
No, I felt two aftershocks. We had that one earthquake on the 4th of July. Was it the 4th of July?
It was the
5th. Yeah.
And then on Friday, it was just like, for some reason, all the aftershocks were happening. And where
it was on the 4th of July that it happened. The first one.
Are you sure?
Yeah. Because that was on Thursday.
That morning?
Mm-hmm. It was earlier in the day that Thursday. And then the aftershock happened on Saturday. Well, the one that we felt again.
Saturday was yesterday.
Yeah. We were all at Mom's house. No, it was Friday. You're right.
Yeah, it was Friday because on Friday at my house, there was it was like every 5 seconds there was a jolt or a tumbler
really?
Or something. So we were rocking like for an hour and a half. Like I was just like, because in my, you know, when you're in the bed and you're not moving, you can feel it.
Yeah.
And I was like, damn. And it was just like, it would be like, poof.
So it was Friday then. So no. So the initial earthquake happened on Thursday, because I was home. It was the 4th of July and it happened.
Okay.
And then the aftershocks came, because then I felt it Thursday night, Friday morning, like at 3 o'clock in the morning.
There was another earthquake that we had on Friday first.
Right.
The first one that like afternoon, because Gracie was like, what is happening? Like, she came running out of the room.
Look, and I posted on Facebook.
And I put her in between the door.
Let's see when it was. Because I did post it on Facebook.
It was like a 4.6 or 4.0.
It was the first one?
The one that, where Gracie noticed it.
Okay.
Because the other one was when we were asleep. It was like 4 o'clock in the morning. That one.
That was aftershock, yeah.
And then, and that was like a 6.0. And then, there was another one later in the day. And then after that one, there was just aftershock after aftershock after aftershock.
Yeah, it was Thursday at 10:30 in the morning. 10:36, I posted earthquake!
Okay, yeah.
And then the aftershocks are still coming. They're still coming, guys. So, if you're near Ridgecrest or you know anybody in Ridgecrest, check on them because they need it right now. They need help.
Yeah,
because
we're 45 minutes from Ridgecrest.
So, you're 45 minutes and then we're what?
Like an hour.
An hour. So, you, of course, you would have been feeling it more. But we felt the bigger one, we were at Mom's house and we felt that one.
Yeah.
But I haven't really, I probably feel the little shakes and rattles, but I'm just like, ooh, it's just me. It's my vibe.
Okay.
It's my vibe.
Letting off some steam.
Farts.
Gross.
Anyway, so that was it. So I'm Sunny Hepburn.
And I'm Brandy Flakes.
And this is Book of Lies, the podcast. So, that was a real long introduction that we did. But yeah. Earthquakes.
Temblers, tremors.
Earthquakes and booty shakes. That's a big booty shaking.
Maybe that's another name for another podcast.
Earthquakes and booty shakes?
Yeah.
Okay, that can be us. We start our network. So, so I will tell you guys who we're talking about. Before
what am I looking at here?
My baby. Before we do that, I am going to read a review. If you leave us a review, I will read it on the podcast. So everyone that's left us a review, thank you guys so much. I really appreciate it. And I'm going to read you guys a recent review. And the title is, This Dynamic Duo Delivers. Did you read this one?
Is that the one from,
I'll read it anyway.
Crime,
yeah. So, Brandy and Sunny are excellent to listen to. Their banter and extensive research creates a winning combo that makes them easy to follow. But their focus on current events, like Anna Delvey, Firefest, and the college admission scandals, and past, ever hear of the Black Fox scandal or the Billionaire Boys Club? People and events are what really set them apart from other true crime comedy podcasts. If there is a scandal or a white-collar criminal that you're fascinated by, or maybe just as intrigued by the juicy details of major fraud, scam, and con artists as we are, this is 100% a podcast that's worth listening. Guys, fuck. And con artists as we are, then this is 100% a podcast that's worth checking out. Learn a little, laugh a little, and give these SoCal sisters a listen. And that comes from Crime Culture Podcast. So thank you guys so much for listening. And thank you, because you guys are awesome too. So check them out too. Crime Culture Podcast, by the way.
BTW. Yeah, I listen to them. They're pretty awesome.
Yep, Brandy loves you guys. All right, so Brandy, go ahead. Ask me who we're talking about. Ask me.
Who are we talking about this week?
We are talking about Miss Cleo. Oh,
God.
Calling me now for your free reading. Yeah. Call me now.
Miss Cleo Benoin.
Call me now for your free reading. All right. So, Jesus. It's my week, obviously. And I was like, what am I going to do? And I wanted to pull something from my mind. Something that I knew. Someone who I knew was a criminal. Uh-huh. Well, she's not a criminal. Well, we'll talk about her. So we're going to do Miss Cleo, also born as Uri Del Harris, born August 12th, 1962 in Los Angeles, California.
Like my moneymaker bracelet?
Can I put it on? I love these earth tones.
There's,
Ooh, look at these beads.
Yeah, they're all, gemstone beads.
These are fancy.
Yeah.
This looks like, what's that stuff?
It's garnet, pyrite, aventurine, citrine, amethyst, and there's a little lava bead on there so I can throw
some
aromatherapy oils up on that shit.
Yeah, baby.
And put some lavender on there and maybe some rosemary and get, inspired. I haven't done it. I haven't done it, but...
Yeah, baby. We're getting all spiritual. We're talking about psychics today. Okay.
Yeah, and then let me just show you some pictures before you get into... I took some pictures. I made a couple of pieces today.
Side note.
Yeah, I made a few pieces today, and I was like, because I like working with the beads. The seed beads take a lot longer to work with, and I'm going to do some dog collars. So, when you go to the thingy, if you want to sell some beaded dog collars, you can do that.
Yeah, I'll buy them from you. I'll sell them. Or I'll just sell them and give you the money.
Whatever. And so let me just... You guys can't see this. Actually, Sunny, you can throw them up on the...
I'll put them on the Instas.
Yeah, you can do that if you want to. But let me just show you a few of the little pieces that I made today. I did a... like, I have my chakra bracelet on, but I did a chakra necklace charm.
I feel the energy coming off this bracelet right now.
Oh, yeah?
Dude, I did this... have you done, like, a sound bath before?
No, I want to so bad.
Okay, so I did a sound bath in Fresno.
Mm-hmm.
I'd never done it before.
Right.
And I'm laying there, like, you know, palms out, and she, like, put all this oil on me and stuff, and
ooh,
I was into
love
it.
Love that.
And, like, he would make a certain pitch, and I would feel it in my arm, in my wrist, the wrist that I broke.
Really?
I felt it. I was like, ooh! That's I could awesome. Feel, like, the pain. Like, I was just like, ooh, shit! I can feel the sound and the tones and the waves in my arm. It was amazing. It was a great yoga class.
I want to... Oh, you did... It was at a yoga class.
Mm-hmm. It was a yoga class. And at the end, they did, like, sound bath work.
Oh, that's awesome.
Right? Super sick.
I want to do a sound bath. I just haven't had the chance or even, like, you know where to do it in, they, like, the Antelope Valley, so.
Yeah, I don't know if they do something up there. I mean, if they do, it's probably, like, a monthly thing. They do one at a yoga studio I go to in L.A.
They do?
Uh-huh, but it's... so overpriced.
Is it? Yeah.
Brandy, the membership is $130 a month for this fucking yoga studio. Are you kidding me?
It's how much?
$130 a month.
Is that unlimited or like can you...
Do unlimited. Okay. Unlimited classes.
Okay.
It's crazy though. So I'll buy like...
I'm like...
I like to get it on the cheap. So I'll buy like when they have like their class specials. Like I'll buy like three classes for like $33. Or, like, I get notified of their free classes, and I, like, run over there, and they're all full and stuff. But it's, like, the best workout ever. It's called Set and Flow Yoga, if you guys want to check it out on, I think it's on La Brea.
Oh, that's cool. Well,
No doubt. This place is super fancy, and, like, the locker rooms are amazing. They've got, like, lotion and fancy locker rooms.
What's a fancy locker room?
Where they have, like, the showers and the lockers and the towels, which they all do. But I just feel like that place is a little more warm, and they have a lot of accommodations there. They have, like, a kombucha bar.
Excuse me.
They're super fancy.
Uh-huh.
They have, like, hot rooms and stuff that they heat up to, like, fucking 85, 90 degrees. You want to die. But it's
for the hot yoga?
So good. Yeah, so good.
Okay, just, like, scroll through, like, to the part where you've seen
it. Oh, these pretty. I do want them. Look, I want the matching earrings. This,
yeah, I mean,
this right here, this right here, yeah, this one.
That's a chakra pendant thing.
Yeah, I like this.
I had to buy a little Buddha statue for, you know.
This is cute. Okay, I saw these ones.
Yeah. So those are just the ones I did this morning.
The chakra necklace is so amazing. And and the matching, what are they, crystal earrings? What is it?
The black and white ones, those are just, like, oh, yeah, those are quartz.
Quartz earrings. Yeah, and you've charged them with sunlight and good juju.
I charged those ones with bigger, like, these gigantic quartz crystals that I have, but, yeah. And you can charge them in them, like, you can always recharge the crystals.
I'm living for this fucking chakra necklace, Brandy. This is so pretty. Yeah, send all this stuff to me.
Send it all to me!
Send it to me.
All right, so...
Oh, you want to know who we're talking about now?
You talked about Miss Cleo. You told us about
it. Come now for your free reading on your chakra necklaces.
Yeah.
Oh, it's full of energy. Okay, so we're talking about Miss Cleo again. Sorry. Yuri Del Harris. She was born August 12th, 1962.
Yuri. Del
Harris.
D-E-L-L?
D-E-L-L, like a Dell computer.
Okay. All right.
She is considered an American television personality.
Mm-hmm.
She's best known for being Miss Cleo, mm-hmm. And a spokesperson for the psychic paper call service.
Right.
Called the Psychic Readers Network from 1997 to 2003.
The Psychic Readers Network. Okay.
There's so many of these fucking networks out there. There's so many different channels. There's so many different spokespeople.
You know, I haven't seen a commercial for, like, a psychic channel in a long time. We'll
tell you why. I'm going to tell you why you haven't seen one for a long time.
I've seen, like, some weird ones that are, like, you know how they used to be, like, late-night commercials?
There's one called, like, they changed their name to, like, Peer-to-Peer Network. Because what they do, we're going to talk about Yuri, but what these motherfuckers do is, like, I'm going to call and I talk to you, Brandy. And it's like, oh, my God, Brandy, you know me so well. Oh, my goodness.
What, do they be Googling you and shit?
Not that exactly, but it's like when you call back, you're going to want to talk to me because I know about you already.
Right, yeah.
So it's mm-hmm. like I only want to talk to Brandy.
Okay.
Because she knows my struggle. She knows me so well.
Got it.
And they built those relationships.
Got it.
Anyway, so that's probably why you haven't seen like the psychic one, those ones as of lately.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen commercials for them, but yeah, it's definitely not as prevalent as it used to be. And those were always like late night commercials.
Uh-huh,
for them.
Yeah, it's lonely people at night that want to talk to psychics. Just saying.
Yeah.
I mean, if you've called, no shade. I hope it was good.
Have I ever called a psychic? No.
No,
never.
Exactly. So anyway, she was born in Los Angeles, and she was raised in a Catholic Caribbean family.
Oh!
So she does have Caribbean roots.
So, but she's Catholic. Okay.
She's Catholic Caribbean.
That's weird.
Okay. I know. And she went to an all-girls boarding school, and she actually got married when she was 19.
Ooh.
She got married when she was 19, she had a daughter, and then got divorced by 21.
Okay.
And then she had another daughter in her late 20s. It doesn't really disclose, like, the father or whatever. It doesn't even say who she really married.
Mm.
But whatever. So, Yuri, at the time, so it talks about that, her 20s and having this baby, but then all of a sudden she's in Seattle, Washington. And in 1996...
All of a sudden, so, like, they don't tell us what she was doing between the time she had a baby till she went to Seattle.
Well, I mean, if she was 21 when she had this baby and she was born in 1962, this is, like, 83-ish... And then she had another baby, like, towards the end of her 20s. So it's probably right. She's got young kids. That's mm-hmm. what it is. She's got young kids, and she's trying to make some fucking money, right?
Okay. Got it.
So she moved to Seattle, Washington.
Okay.
So in Seattle, Washington, she had partnered up with a theatrical production company. And it was called, the place that she was working for was Langston Hughes Cultural Arts Center. And she had written a couple of plays, okay?
Okay, so she was a creative type.
She was a creative type.
All right.
So she had written a couple plays, and one particular play of note is called For Women Only.
For Women Only.
That's what it's called.
For the women's, for the ladies.
But when she was writing this, she was known by, she was known as Ree Paris. Can I get some?
Ree Paris.
Maybe for Yuri, so she's going by Ree, so I guess that makes sense. But Paris, I don't know where that came from.
How do you spell Yuri?
Y-O-U-R-E-E. Your-E!
Weird. Okay. That's weird.
Your-E! Okay. So, back then she was known as Ree Paris and had written a play called For Women Only. In it, Paris played a Jamaican woman named Cleo.
Oh, all right.
So she had written a character in her play, and their name was Cleo. And that's where they say she got this character from. Miss Cleo, call me now for your rereading. And she was Jamaican, because that's probably, some people only think Jamaicans have that type of accent. I don't fucking know. I know other people, other Caribbeans, and all kinds of different
people. Well, here's the thing. Why did she have to be Jamaican? Like, why did Miss Cleo have to be Jamaican?
Because Yuri wrote the character.
No, I get that part.
Oh, we'll talk about why.
Then. And the whole mysticism mm-hmm. about Jamaican. Okay, listen.
No, you don't.
She should have been Haitian then.
Okay.
If that's, you know.
Girl.
But anyway, go ahead. My bad. Go ahead.
Girl.
Go ahead with yourself.
Girl.
Let's talk about her.
Okay. Let's talk about her. So, she did this play for women only. For Women Only, Paris produced and performed two other plays in Seattle with the Langston Hughes Cultural Arts Center in 1997. But in 1997, this is the first time she does some shady fucking shit.
Oh.
Yeah. So she was hired by the Langston Hughes Nonprofit Advisory Council and was provided a budget with which to pay the cast and crew of her plays. But only some were even partially paid. According to two cast members and two Langston Hughes Center employees, she had made separate arrangements with her performers and cast and crew and apparently didn't pay them.
What?
Yes.
So basically she was like, okay, well, I'll pay you next Tuesday.
If
like,
you give me a hamburger today.
Yeah. Like wimpy and shit.
Yeah. So what they said is she fucking did this play, didn't pay people, and shook the spot. Disappeared.
Oh.
She wrote individual people, IOUs, I owe you this much, I owe you this much. She told you, you know, I owe you this much money.
Yeah.
And you'll get it eventually. And she fucking told these people that she had to leave, and she took the money because she had bone cancer, which was not accurate, which is not true.
Wait.
Yeah.
What?
Mm-hmm.
I have bone cancer. I have to leave. Okay.
I've got to go. I've got bone cancer. No. So I'm going to take this money. I'm not going to pay you, but I'm going to tell you how much I owe you.
No.
So when you're upset that you didn't get your money, just know that I wrote you a letter.
No.
Yeah, fuck you. Mm-hmm. Give me my money. Give me my money?
Mm-hmm. No.
So she, and it, apparently it was just like a couple thousands of dollars. Mm-hmm. It wasn't enough to pursue. So what they said was Paris also inappropriately, along with this fucking scam with this play, Paris also inappropriately charged various supplies and services to the Adversary Council. So she's ordering shit and she's charging it to Langston Hughes.
The foundation.
The center. Yeah, exactly. Not the person.
He's dead, but okay.
Well, you know what I'm saying. So they said that the efforts to recover the relatively small amount of money, no more than a few thousands of dollars, according to the center, it wasn't worth the trouble. So she took enough money to not be pursued, mm-hmm. you know, which sucks. So the matter was not pursued with the police because the time we entered it into the kind of legal action, it could cost too much. So it would cost too much fucking money to, like, pursue it, to get a lawyer, to chase this bitch down. Oh, it's God. Not worth the amount of money. They could have took that shit to small claims court, took that to fucking Judge Judy.
Yeah.
Get your money. Guess what? If it's a small amount of money, take it to TV. Like, would you say who called you for a jacket?
Oh, my God. Freaking, I got, it was, like, Judge Joe Brown, mm-hmm. Judge, I want to say Judge Judy, but I don't think Judge Judy was one of them. But, like, there was three court shows.
Yeah.
But Judge Joe Brown is the one that comes to mind. And then actually one of the producers or one of the casting people actually called my phone and was like, hey, I'm calling from this show. And I was just like,
what do you want?
He was like, yeah, the other party already said yes. Mm-hmm. And I was just like,
I give no fucks.
Fuck okay.
Okay. And what does that have to do with me? Yeah. So, anyway, she took enough money that people were pissed, but not enough money to pursue legal action. Pretty much. So, there was no way to recoup the money. Paris also apparently betrayed people who considered her a friend. So, she's, you know, fucking people. Wow. It sucks. So, somebody who, what was his name? A fucking teenager. His name was Isaiah Anderson Jr., a teen development leader at the Langston Hughes, worked with Paris on two productions called Supper Club Cafe and Summer Rhapsody.
Uh-huh.
And he was like, I was not paid at all. But what bothers us most here is that the youth we had who worked on the project didn't get paid. So it's like, bitch, like, you've put a bad taste in these people's mouths.
Yeah.
Like, they've worked so hard and they weren't paid anything because it's a non-profit anyway. Give them a little bit of the money. Like, yeah. It sucks. Before she left, she had told cast members that she had bone cancer, and she said her medical costs would prevent her from paying people immediately. Bitch, it's not your money in the fucking first place.
Wow.
It's not your money.
Wow.
You're supposed to use that money for the play and for the cast and for the staff.
Jeez.
Don't be a bitch. Stop freaking misappropriating my funds. You dumb slut. She wrote each actor and crew member a letter telling them how much money she'd owed them. And this guy, Anderson Jr., received a letter from Paris. She said we would get a certain amount of money on certain days until we were all paid. But none of them were paid. None of them were fucking paid. Another one of Paris's former castmates tells a similar story. She was brilliant. Unfortunately, she's using all that talent and energy not in the best interest of the people around her.
What an asshole. Mm-hmm. Anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
Yeah, she's a dick. As for Miss Cleo, so let's go into Miss Cleo. So, if you guys don't know who Miss Cleo is, we're old. We know about Miss Cleo.
Old.
I'm sorry. Girl, I went to Zales today to get my ring fixed because I dropped a stone.
Oh, God, that sucks.
And the lady was like, she was trying to get me to get like a Zales credit card or something. And I was like, I'm good. I don't want your credit. It's cool. She was like, oh, well, you know, it could help with, you know, the stone that you have to replace and getting it fixed and blah, blah, blah. I was like, I'm okay. You know, I'm about to pay off my car. I'm good. She's like, oh, you make payments already? You look so young. I was like, tell me more. Tell me more about how
young. Tell me more.
About how young I look.
Oh, God.
And she was like, you look like you're in your 20s. I was like, oh, my goodness. Really?
Mm.
I know. I look like Hot Mess Express.
You let her flatter you and shit.
Yeah, but I didn't sign up for that credit card. She didn't do a good enough job.
Mm. All right.
Anyway.
All right.
Mm-hmm. So this bitch was selling books. She, Miss Cleo. Well, she was selling it as Miss Cleo. So
right.
She sold a book, Keeping It Real, A Practical Guide for the Spiritual Living.
The Spiritual Living.
Yeah, so she told a classmate that she had sickle cell anemia.
Oh! What?
And she was living in consistent pain. Oh my God. Which is not true. So there was a lot of empathy for this woman. We were all very concerned about her. She said, every time I see her on television, I think, how can someone move on with all this going on? She really violated my trust. I just want to move on. So she took their fucking money. They turn around and see her on fucking infomercials at night.
Mm,
and it's like,
no.
This bitch took my fucking money. Fuck
no.
You. Fuck you!
No. Really?
Yep.
Damn.
Yep. So, so she got the character for Women's Only, but the last project that she jacked everybody's money on was called Supper Club Cafe in 1997, which was not successful, and she left town with a trail of debts and broken promises, according to the Seattle Post Intelligencer.
Okay.
I guess that's what it's called.
Right.
Oh, but I actually got this, some more information from the Washington Post. So I got this information, a lot of it, from the Washington Post, Wikipedia, the Seattle something.
Uh-huh.
You know, all that good stuff. So then all of a sudden, she pops up back on the scene a year later. So she takes her money in 1996. 1997, she becomes Miss Cleo. She is reborn like the phoenix.
What a dickhole. Anyway.
Miss
sorry.
Cleo.
Didn't mean to say that.
She is a dickhead for that. It's super rude.
Yeah, it is.
It's super rude. So maybe she had been like, because she had this character as Miss Cleo, right? So maybe she was working with these people. So, okay. I'm just speculating. So let's go back. Miss Cleo is not a psychic. Okay? She is a character. And they use this character to convince people to give them their money.
Right.
So, she was hired, because she was fucking hired, okay? She was hired by, what are these fuckers' names? By Access Resource Services and the Psychic Readers Network.
Mm-hmm.
To act as Miss Cleo, a shaman, a spiritual... Call me now for your free reading, Miss Cleo be knowing. Oh, I bet you're still doing this with him, huh? He has a husband. Not a husband. I bet he has a husband, right? Right? You know what I'm saying? So, let's talk about her. And how... Because what was really happening is, she's the spokesperson, okay?
Yeah.
What's happening is, the company behind her is doing shady shit. They're doing shady shit.
Mm-hmm.
And the shady shit is this. Coming out for your free reading. So Access Resource Services and Psychic Readers Network was owned by two businessmen in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
They were owned by Stephen Fetter and Peter Stoltz.
Mm-hmm.
And promoted a national network of psychic readers on television and internet. So they identified Miss Cleo, who was playing a Jamaican mystic. They identified her as having supernatural insights into love and money.
Okay.
Okay. So they have her playing this part.
Yeah.
And she is not.
Uh-huh.
But these two and the company behind Miss Cleo, because guess what? If the company I'm working for is fucking shady, I'm not going to work for you.
Mm-hmm.
I've been fired from jobs from not selling their fucking shady shit. And that's just the person that I am. I'm not going to freaking, you know, get my pockets fucking greased and fat over some bullshit.
Right.
And that's how I stopped working in WeHo, because it was bullshit. We can talk about it later if you guys want to talk about it. But what happened was this company or these people, they're calling their, the goal or the scam was to get people on the phone. And they're saying that they're charging them. I think these people were charging $4.99 a minute. $4.99 a minute, $5 a minute to talk to Miss Cleo.
Okay, okay, okay. Was this before they started running the commercials, or like how were they getting these people to?
They're running commercials.
Okay.
So they're advertising, and apparently they were spending like $500 million in fucking advertising, advertising on infomercials, on billboards. On TV.
Was she on a billboard? Did you see her on billboards?
I did not see her on billboards, but this is what it is.
Probably in the Midwest or like the South or something.
Exactly.
Okay, go ahead.
Exactly. So what was happening is they're charging these people. Oh, and they were sending them direct flyers. They were sending them direct mailers. And then I'm sure they were buying fucking phone numbers too.
Mm-hmm.
Because so they're mailing people flyers. They're getting, they're seeing the commercials, the infomercials.
Mm-hmm.
And they're offering a free reading from Miss Cleo the Mystic. They would get people on the phone, and they were like, oh, you want to talk to Miss Cleo? Okay, tell me more. What's your name? Blah, 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 blah. The clock is ticking, okay? You're getting this information from me. The clock is ticking. Oh, you want to talk to Miss Cleo? Hang on. Let me put you on hold. They're sitting on fucking hold, burning up, like, they're, and I don't know, like, maybe they had, like, 5 minutes free or something like that, because what is this free reading that I'm calling you now for? Where is it? Where's this free reading?
Yeah.
It's not free, because at the bottom it's like, you know, charges may apply, you know, the fine fucking print.
Right.
So then eventually someone would get on the phone. And obviously Miss Cleo was not guaranteed. You would talk to all kinds of other people, people that are paid as phone actors who are reading off a fucking script. Right? So this person that I'm going to read something from, he did not work for this Psychic Readers Network. But he worked for another company, and he worked for the Psychic Friends Network, okay? And this is the one that Dionne Warwick was associated with.
Oh, gosh.
And I'm going to tell you about her ass, because she was mad.
So Dionne Warwick was mad.
Yeah. So, okay, let me tell you this guy's story, and I'll tell you why she was mad. So this guy, his name was Mark Edwards.
Okay.
Mark Edwards. He gave an insider account about the organization's business model. And he described the organization as the psychic sweatshop. He revealed how he gained... He wrote a fucking book. That's what this guy did. He wrote a book and... what was his book called? Sorry, dude. I don't know your book. I'll figure it out. But anyway, he wrote a book. And he was just saying how it was based on intuition. He's like, you can be a psychic or you can be a real estate agent. It's the same fucking shit.
Oh my God, okay.
Yeah. So he was just like, when asked if psychics are real, he was like, nope, they're not real. It's just a matter of intuition. If you're good with people, you learn how to read people. Mm-hmm. Do you want to be a real estate agent or a clairvoyant? They're all similar skill sets. It's a skill you can learn. It's real, but it's nothing supernatural. And he told ABC this. He was taught techniques to keep the conversations vague, flattering, and drawn out. Like, oh, you look like you're 20. Bitch. Stop it. These bags, I look 20, knock it off. The goal was to make the callers feel good about themselves and keep them talking. He said that he once gave a 2.5 hour reading at $3.99 a minute. The caller paid more than $600. And he said the psychic business is built on lies. There's no supernatural power.
Oh, no.
You can't see the future. We are in the golden age of the con. There are people coming out of the woodwork to get your money. Yeah, I'm saying. I mean,
come get my money.
Come get my money. He was like, but like, what he said was actually, if people come in a woodwork out of the woodwork that would love to separate you from your money, but people just want someone to talk to. That's the bottom line. Like that's the bottom line. People are lonely. People want to talk to somebody. People want to hear good things. Want to hear positive news. Like if you're having a fucking shit day, like if I called the psychic and I told him about Trip. And if they were like, you know, he's gone to a good home, he's going to be in a good family. I'm like, really, tell me more. Tell me about them. How many kids do they have? You know what I'm saying? This is information I want to know. And these are the people that are calling and are getting duped. Because what they're saying is, on average, each call costs $60 a pop with Miss Cleo's fucking show. Right?
What a dick.
Mm-hmm. So callers who didn't pay were often inundated with collection letters, calls, and emails. The FTC eventually was called in, and they said nearly $6 million called in, racking up about $1 million in charges. Million called into that fucking number and were charged $1 billion. Are you freaking kidding me?
So, okay, they were charging the phone bill.
Because they have that 900 number, so I'm not really sure how that works.
Yeah, with 900 numbers, they charge the phone bills unless they do a credit card like up front. But certain numbers, like you have to enter credit card information.
Other ones
they just bill. They put the bill on your phone bill, so you end up having to pay the phone bill.
Well, apparently these assholes were being dicks because they were sending people's bills who didn't even call in. So they were like, oh, we sent you a flyer. We're going to charge you.
What?
Yeah. They're doing shady shit.
How do you charge somebody to send a flyer that they didn't even ask for?
I'm not even saying that. I'm not saying that that was the case. But I'm saying that there was allegations that people did not call this number.
That's bull.
And they were still billed. And they proved it that they didn't call the fucking number.
Right.
That they were just doing some shady business practices and billing.
Right.
Because people are fucking shady and they want your money. They want your money.
Money.
Oh, do you want to talk about why Dionne Warwick was mad?
She was probably mad because nobody was calling her.
No, listen to this. So in the 1990s, Dionne Warwick hosted infomercials for the Psychic Friends Network, which featured Linda Georgian, who was a self-described psychic, I guess.
Okay.
And the 900 Psychic Services was active from 1991 to 1998.
Okay.
And the program was the most successful. The 1990s program was the most successful infomercial for several years, and Warwick earned in excess of $3 million per year as the fucking spokesperson for this network. And 1998, Infomation, because that's the corporation owning the network, they filed for bankruptcy, and Warwick ended her association with the organization. Warwick's longtime friend and tour manager, alleged in a 2002 Biography Channel interview, when Dionne Warwick was going through an airport, a child recognized her as that psychic lady on TV. And Warwick was crushed. Dionne was crushed. And she said she worked too hard as an entertainer to be known as that psychic lady. Don't do fucking psychic shit.
Okay.
Like, knock it off.
Duh. That's what you are.
You're the psychic lady now. Dionne, please don't come for us. We love you. We love your music. You're not listening anyway, so it's all good.
Wouldn't that be funny? Hey, Dionne, somebody's talking about you on this podcast.
Somebody's checking for her. Somebody is checking for
These
her.
These girls are talking about They're you talking on this podcast.
I didn't say nothing bad about you, girl. But that company that she had, the Psychic Friends Network, they did file for bankruptcy in 1998. They had liabilities of $26 million and assets of $1.2 million. And they sued MCI WorldCom Networks for the mismanagement of billing and collections. So the MCI, you remember they had those fucking calling cards?
Yeah.
So maybe people were calling from calling cards. I don't know how like the billing was actually happening because it is a 900 number.
Well, do we know? Nope.
Do we know? Call me now for your free reading. Call me now for your free reading.
Please don't call me.
Please don't call me now.
Don't call me now or ever.
Don't call me now or ever. But anyway, Miss Cleo is not Jamaican. She's an actress, dude. And she's a freaking actress. So I'll tell you more about what the fucking, the company that she worked for went down with. So callers who didn't pay, they were stopped with collection letters, calls, emails, and blah, 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 blah. And then they got the FTC called on them. And the FTC filed two complaints in Florida charging the two corporations for whom Ms. Cleo served as the face and spokesperson for Access Resource Services and Psychic Reader Network with deceptive advertising, billing, and collection practices. So that's what they fucking did. Mm. So this is direct from the internet. I'm not sure which website I got it from. Sorry. You don't need a crystal ball to know that the FCC will continue to stop unfair and deceptive trade practices.
Ooh, loaded.
That's what Mr. J. Howard Beals, the third director of the FTC Bureau, has said in a statement in a 2002 complaint. We want consumers to know that when companies make a promise in an ad, they need to deliver.
Deliver on that shit.
Because you need to call me now for all your free reading, and I'm not getting a free reading, I'm getting a bill.
No, fuck no. Dude, don't call these numbers. Like, really?
If it's 900 anything, don't call it. But don't call it. I mean, if you want to talk to somebody, you want to talk to somebody. And if you want to pay to talk to somebody, you know what you're getting into, hopefully. I hope they're, you know, pretty clear about what they're doing.
Yeah.
But the funny thing is no one ever complained about her. About her telling them bullshit. Yeah. But I came across an article where this guy killed someone. He killed a man. And he wrongly killed. I mean, killing people is terrible anyway. But he killed the wrong person. Because I guess somebody had jacked this guy like $15,000.
$1,000.
Oh, and he was calling fucking psychic headline, like psychic hotlines.
To find out who did it?
To find out who fucking did it.
What the hell?
He talked to Miss Cleo. He talked to her, and I guess he called another number too. But they say it was Miss Cleo's fault. And this guy ends up killing the guy. He killed someone.
But what are the details about this? Like she couldn't have possibly named a fucking name.
I don't think she, maybe she, oh, it's someone close to you. Someone close to you took the money. You must trust him, right? Yeah. Maybe it's Ted. Yes, Ted. That's his name.
Oh, my God.
You think it was, yeah, Ted. What does he look like? Yeah, that's him.
Nah.
I mean, either way, it's super fucked up.
Yeah, it is.
But this guy recently got charged. Not recently. It happened, like, years ago. I was doing, like, lots of, like, I had to do, like, some real research on this. Because there's, I honestly, I've never heard any podcasts on Miss Cleo. But doing my research, I found lots of podcasts about her. And really? I don't want to give you guys the same shit. Like, nobody wants that. Nobody wants regurgitated bullshit. So I was trying to give y'all some good stuff. But apparently there's a lot of cases when people are like, oh, I was given information by Miss Cleo and they've gone and done some dumb shit.
Oh, no.
You know, because I was saying no one complained about her. No, legally people complained about her. But anyway, so Harris was never charged with anything. Even as the 11 lawsuits racked up against the company that that employed her, no one came directly for her.
They were just like, this company fucking like...
Because it was the billing practices that they were mad about.
Okay.
It was the billing practices, it was the collections, it was deception.
Right.
Deception! Okay, so apparently, the people maybe heard about her play. I honestly feel like she positioned, like, they were looking for somebody. And I think she was like, oh, okay, I'll be the face, I'll be the person. I've got an accent.
Exactly.
I've got a character.
Mm-hmm.
So let's not freaking throw people under the bus, baby girl. You gave, well, I'll tell you, she's gone now, but...
Who's gone?
Miss Cleo.
She's not gone.
She's dead.
She died?
She died.
What? When did she die? Okay, go ahead.
Sorry, I hate to ruin the story.
What happened here? Let's hear about
this. She died. I'll tell you guys. She died.
I did not know she was passed on.
She died on July 26, 2016.
Oh, okay, so recently.
She recently died.
Okay.
She had colon cancer.
Oh.
Oh, bitch, you got bone cancer? Here's some colon cancer. That's, here you go.
That's some karma, I think.
Yeah, I think it is. It's sad, but true. But yeah. A lot of us are eventually going to get cancer because all the shit that we fucking eat and radiation, blah, 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 you get cancer. Some type of cancer. It's fucked up. for your free reading, Gracie. What's how can I help you?
Can I get the iPad? Because me and Kendall are going to play Roblox together.
Is your shirt on backwards?
Hey, listener. Come closer. No, really. Closer.
Just a little bit closer. That might be too close. One step back. There. Okay. Perfect. Okay. You're perfect.
How do you feel about murder?
How do you feel about spooky shit?
And how do you feel about coffee?
If you feel warmly toward any of these, then join us every Saturday on The Dark Roast.
Join us, where our souls may or may not be darker than the coffee we drink.
We can be found on Podcast, Stitcher, oh my fucking god.
We can be found on iTunes, Stitcher, Podbean, Spotify, and Google Play.
Thank you.
She doesn't close the door.
She never closes. Ever.
So, here's a little segue, guys. Have you been to our Patreon?
No. Have you been to our Patreon?
Do you guys know what Patreon is? If you don't, I'm going to tell you. Patreon is a platform that supports artists. It supports all kinds of artists.
Artists.
And guess what? We are artists now. And it allows artists to be artists. It allows artists to do their thing and get support from you, patrons. They're patrons. So we've put art together for you guys on Patreon. We've put together two episodes that are on... What are our episodes on, Brandy?
Oh, I'm like, what are you talking about? We did Misfits.
Misfits.
We did some episodes.
Episodes.
We did a season.
A season.
So and we did an episode.
So we did two episodes on Patreon on Misfits on Hulu, the British show. It's hilarious.
It's hilarious.
We've got two episodes up for our Patreons at any level. $2, $5, $10. $2 because there's two of us. We each need a dollar. Can we have a dollar? Each of us.
Can I get an, I need a dollar, that's what I need. Hey, hey.
So, I will include a link in the show notes and in the informational page here. So if you guys want to listen to these episodes, they're for you. If you feel that you've got $2 to support us with so we can get a lock and I can, you know, pay our hosting fees, that would be great too.
Yeah, man.
You know, whatever you want to do, it's all good. Moving forward. Miss Cleo, so what did she say? She was like,
call me now for your free reading.
Call me now for your free reading.
That's what she said.
That is exactly what she said. Mm-hmm. That's exactly what she said.
Mm-hmm. I remember.
But apparently, even though she stopped working for the Psychic Network, she like reinvented herself as a shaman.
Oh, God. What?
She was a shaman, and she did, like, some voice work for, like, games and cereal and stuff like that.
Cereal.
Yeah, but even for cereal, like, for a particular cereal brand I'm not going to name, she acted as Miss Cleo, right? And then the company, the people that got sued, Access Resource Services, they're like, that's our character, Miss Cleo, stop using her.
Oh, shit.
But the funny thing is, it's not, because she created that character.
Right, and they're trying to trademark it now.
They're trying to trademark it now as Miss Cleo, right? Mm. So, but she, like, voiced a couple of different things and, you know, whatever. And they all...
You know whatever.
You know whatever. And then the people that she worked for, the people I used to work for didn't want people to know that I was an accomplished playwright. They didn't want people to know anything. They wanted people to think I came fresh from Jamaica. Jamaica, Jamaica.
Yeah, that's how their gimmick works, but okay.
Jamaica, Jamaica.
Come to the islands, man.
But, like, again, she didn't stop giving freaking readings. So she didn't. So she was doing one-on-one readings in Florida for $75 to $250 sessions.
Wait. Okay, so she, like, had a storefront. And like,
she either had a shop or whatever, and she was still giving out readings.
Like, palm reader.
Uh-huh. She was a shaman.
Mystic shop.
In Florida, she was a voodoo priestess.
Oh, for fuck's sake. Well, yeah, because there are a lot of Haitians down there.
There's a lot of freaking Haitians, man. And I'm not with that. I'm good. Mm. I'm good on that.
And Cubans.
And Cubans.
They believe in voodoo, too. They actually, they're just Santeria.
Santeria.
Or, what is that other one? That dark one.
Voodoo?
No, it's, something else, like, they do fucking, like, human sacrifices and shit.
I'm good. It's called
Palo Mayumbe. That's what it's called.
Don't be saying that in here. It sounds dark.
Yeah, it is.
Don't say that.
It is. It's real dark.
Get the sage.
Like, they be doing, like, they be sacrificing things
Get
and people.
Get the sage. We need to sage this room.
Mm, well, I saged my house today.
Good job. Well.
And I was like, damn it. Norman was like, we're leaving. We gotta get out of here.
We gotta get out of here.
Like,
we gotta get out of here.
Because I told you that they believe the house. He believes the house is haunted. And so. And plus, I was like, we need good energy up in this house. Yeah. So I was like, saging the doorways. I saged the rooms. I was just like.
I use frankincense.
Good. And, well, you know what? I don't have any. And.
Well, I have the essential oil. And they said, like on YouTube, they said that you can just. Diffuser, that's it.
Uh-huh.
You can do frankincense and it works the same way. And I honestly feel like when I did frankincense, I could feel like,
feel better energy or you, like what kind of thing?
Like energy fleeing. Just like, ah, we gotta get out
leaving
of here.
The house.
Bye!
Give me some frankincense.
We're out. Vroom. I can give you some frankincense.
And yeah, I was like, you know, I've had this stick of sage since when we moved into the house. I bought the sage because I was going to sage it anyway.
And you never did?
And I never did.
Okay.
And so I was like, let me just do this, like, right now.
Get them corners.
So right before we left, I was like,
put a bowl of water somewhere? Uh-uh. So they say, like, you have to have a bowl of water in, like, the middle of the room or something.
The middle of what room? Because I did all the rooms.
Any room that you go into. And then that bad energy goes to the water and then you throw it out.
Interesting. Well, that's not what I did. Okay. I just saged.
You know, I mean,
it'll fly out the door.
Fly.
Or the window.
Fly free.
Go away. Go somewhere.
Go to the windows and to the walls. Until the sweat drop down my balls.
Okay.
Oh, skeet.
No.
Get on out of here.
No.
So, like I mentioned before, she's a voodoo priestess now.
Yeah.
But she did unfortunately succumb to colon cancer in July 26th. 2016, but before that, she came out as being a lesbian. If anybody cares, she tried to say going to an all-girl school made her a lesbian.
Made her a lesbian? How about you just don't like dick?
She had two kids. She was just like, nah, I'm over this shit.
Well, okay, so I watched. Oh, that's right. I also watched Bohemian Rhapsody yesterday.
How was that?
I had no idea that Freddie Mercury was Indian. He's Indian. And I
like
also,
from India, right?
From India.
Okay.
Indian, from India. And I also had no idea that he almost got married to a woman. Like, he was never, like, he wasn't, you know, like, I'm gay, I've always been gay, you know, that. He actually was in a relationship for years with a woman, and then he started figuring out that he liked men, or he was into men, or whatever. But, yeah, it's very interesting.
Caught in a real life
landslide. Mm-hmm. Oh my god, you're killing me.
She's killing me. Open your eyes and see.
Yeah. So if
I'm
you
just
were
a poor boy,
if you stayed on key, it would be so awesome.
It would be so awesome. Easy come, easy go. This is the way I sing my songs.
Wow. All right.
Wow. Anyway, so she's gone. So that was Miss Cleo. But guys.
But guys.
Psychics. I believe that there are certain people out there that
there are very sensitive people.
They're very
sensitive.
They have abilities. They can pick up things.
Yeah, they're more sensitive to otherworldly happenings than those of us who are just grounded and, like, fail to see that there are things beyond
see
our
beyond the veil.
Yeah,
because you can sometimes see beyond the veil. Okay.
Yeah, there it is.
Now, if they're on television, and if they're trying to collect your money,
if they're telling you to call for a price,
fuck them. Okay? I believe in the Long Island medium. What do you think of her?
the Long Island medium.
Yeah, what's her name? Teresa.
I don't like her nails or her hair, so.
But, like, when she starts going like this with her lips, that's, like, when she starts, like, feeling the ghosts, when she, like, she starts, like, rubbing them lips together.
We have a cousin.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't have to worry about that.
Yeah, yeah.
But we don't, I mean, she doesn't do readings and shit. She's not telling you spirits are not talking to you.
But both of them, her and her mom.
I was talking about her mom.
Oh, okay. Well, the daughter, too.
But I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Like, if your spirits wanted to talk to you, they would find a way.
They do.
And you paying somebody to tell you is not, I don't think that's effective. But whatever, to each his own. If you'd like to pay somebody a lot of money to tell you a bunch of hooky, then you go right on ahead and do that. But,
and our phone number is
a bunch of hooky.
I ain't got time for that. I ain't got time for that.
Call 1-800-BRANDI.
Hookie.
S-U-N-N-I.
Call 1-800-BRANDY-SUNNY. I don't think that number is available.
It's too long. It's too but long. Whatever.
Whatever. You want to hear some hookie?
I'll tell you lots of it.
I'll tell you lots sure. of hookie. All right, anyway, so that is Miss Cleo, also known as Uri Del Harris, Ree Paris. She had a bunch of different names, too. Oh, yeah, she went by Ree Paris, Uri Cleo Mealy.
What the fuck?
Cleo Mealy? What's his name? Uri Cleo Mealy?
Let me see. That is, yeah, that's Cleo Mealy, or Cleo Mealy.
Cleo Mealy?
Whatever.
That's, so she went by Ree Paris, Uri Cleo Mealy, her name, Uri Del Harris, Uri Paris, Ray Del Harris, Cleo Me Paris, Uri.
Claro, wait, what? Cleo Me Paris.
Cleo Mealy Paris, Uri, Cleo Mealy Harris.
Well, who's Mealy?
I don't know.
Who is Mealy?
Cleo Mealy is one name. Maybe it's all these freaking characters she came up with in her.
I have a character. Her name is Go Away.
Go Away.
Just like Go Away.
Go Away.
We don't want none. We don't want any, but we thank you.
Don't want any. So that is all we have for you today. Brandy, what is your thumbs up?
That was just dumb.
God. I'm sorry. I won't do anything dumb again.
My thumbs up is, what is my thumbs up today? Let's see.
These beads.
My thumbs up, the beads. My thumbs up is my bracelet that I made. That's the money magnet bracelet. Because all those beads, except for that lava bead, are beads that are that wealth? Help you attract wealth. So those are wealth attracting beads, and that is the money magnet bracelet.
Cool.
So, okay, yeah, that could be my thumbs up. Sure!
Mm-hmm. I didn't mean to, like, make your thumbs up something you didn't want.
Well, I don't have a thumbs up. Well... what is my thumbs up? Let's see. Thumbs up to... Yeah, what's your thumbs up? Maybe you'll give me inspiration for my thumbs up.
I will inspire you.
Inspire me for a thumbs up. What the hell just happened?
What? Oh, so it is July. Mm-hmm. Oh, tomorrow or yesterday when you guys hear this, yesterday is my husband's birthday.
Tomorrow or yesterday.
You know, this is the future. So yesterday was my husband's birthday, and hopefully we did something awesome.
Any awesome plans for
that? He just wants to golf.
What the fuck?
We were supposed to go golfing.
Oh, you're gonna go too?
We were supposed to go golfing together. He was like, when are we going golfing? I was like, oh, is that happening?
Is that a thing you want to happen?
Is that a thing?
Well, make it happen, Cap.
Make it happen, Cap'n. So, I don't know what my thumbs up is. I'm just gonna... Dude, I've got squash growing in the front. Remember I told you? Okay, I told you.
Yeah, you told me.
So, the watermelon that I thought I had is not a watermelon. It is like a lemon, squash. It's like a yellow squash. And, I started giving it more water. I don't think I was giving them enough water up front because it was just coming on every other day. Now my sprinklers are coming on every day, and oh my gosh, it has come to life. It has grown, and I've got squash out there, and my pumpkin in the back, and I've got tomatoes growing,
And gardening is my therapy. It really is. It makes
it's supposed to be like cathartic and stuff.
It really is. I go out there every morning and I do something. I'll pull a weed. I'll, you know, cut a runner off. I'll check on my tomatoes. I hide from the bees. There's one big bumblebee, and I'm like, do your thing, boo-boo. Go ahead.
Pollinate this plant, but get away from me.
I leave you alone. Like, when they're out there, I'm like, okay, I'll just fall back. I can wait. I'll wait for my time. So I'm very happy about my garden and eventually being a self-sufficient human being, living off the land.
Living off the land.
Living off the land.
Okay. Well, my thumbs up I'm going to go with is, I don't have, So, there is this app. It's called Mistplay.
Mistplay.
It's only for Android users. Sorry, Sunny.
Well, fuck you.
But it rewards you with points, and you can redeem those points for Visa gift cards, Amazon gift cards, blah, 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 blah. I have already redeemed my points for a $10 Visa gift card, with which I bought some beads, so I can make some more fucking jewelry.
How do you
So I am going to give my thumbs up to Mistplay.
What is this?
It's an app, and it plays games. You play games, like you basically... You download the app, and there's a bunch of games in it.
Mm-hmm.
Download the games that are in it, like... Yahtzee,
Tropicats,
and that's like one of those puzzle games, you know, that Coin Master game, the one that you see the commercials for on TV,
where the
people go to the, like, there was one where, like, the chick wakes up and she looks at her boyfriend, she's like, did you attack my village?
Oh.
And he's like, yeah, yep, and so bitch. She attacks his, and then, like, the other one where the aunt shows up at her niece answers the door. She's like, hi, honey, is your mom home? Mm-hmm. And she's like, did you attack my village? And the mom's like, no. And the daughter's like, yes. And then she goes, isn't this game awesome? So it has games like that. Panda Pop is in there and a bunch of, like, casino games. Bingo Bash, My Konami. You get points. And I already redeemed mine for a $10 Visa gift card.
That's sweet.
I used on Etsy to buy some beads.
Fuck yeah.
So, and these beads are sunstone beads, which are also moneymaker beads. So I'll be making more sunstone. Yeah.
Ooh,
they're orange. So I'm going to be receiving some sunstone beads this week. Yeah. I'm excited to make some jewelries with it. Woohoo!
I'll take pictures. Can we give a thumbs up to our cousin, Tony Parks?
Why?
Mr. Parks.
What did he do? What you do, Tony?
I am living for your Facebook feed right now.
What's happening?
He was like, if y'all gonna be tripping off Ariel, we remaking everything. We recasting everything. And he did Tarzan, and it's freaking Lil Wayne as Tarzan. And then he did, like, Boys in the Hood, and it was the cast of Good Will Hunting. He's mixing up all the things. Like,
oh my god.
And then it was like Aquaman, and it was freaking Cookie and Lucius Lyons. Like, all day.
This is what he's been doing?
All day. It's been all day. He's just sharing, like, remastered videos. Because, I mean, obviously.
Videos.
Not videos, but movies. And he's just, like, recasting it in, like, different colors. Like, if there was a white cast, now it's a black cast. If it was a black cast, now it's a white cast.
That's this cool. I'm going to his feed right now. Let me see.
Brandy, he's killing me. And, you guys already heard our thumbs up.
The Cosby Show is the cast of Seventh Heaven.
He's crazy.
Oh my god. It says, them white people better STFU about Ariel before we let Jacquees loose on Elvis' whole album. Listen, oh my god. Yeah, I see this.
Listen, this
Tarzan.
Linda, listen.
Pull Ariel will sound like this now. Can I press play? I'll press play. What will Ariel sound like?
No, don't play
My volume is down.
Don't play it.
Okay.
Ariel. Ariel. Listen here, people. Pull your fucking panties out of your ass right now.
Stop!
Ariel.
Stop!
Ariel.
What the hell?
Ariel, calm down.
Oh my god.
Fucking pull your panties out of your ass.
That's why I don't go on Facebook, because they just do too much.
Pull them out of your ass. It's not that big of a fucking deal. It's a cartoon being made into a live action. Your cartoon is untouched.
It's actually a fairy tale. And by the way, in the actual fairy tale of The Little Mermaid, she turns into fucking seafoam. She doesn't get the guy. She dies.
She doesn't get the
Whatever.
Guy. It's a long time ago. Get over it. Get over it. Guess what? We are two black women
And we've been watching white people all the time. And I don't care. I don't mind. I like it. I like the cartoons. I don't care. So just because they're remastering it really or they're doing something, who cares? I'm sick of it. It's my phone. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. It's art. People can do whatever the fuck they want. They can do whatever they want. Guess what? I was in a play in freaking middle school, and it was called Joe White and the Seven Dwarfs. And guess what? I was the prince. I was a chick playing the prince. And who cares? It's art. Get over it.
This happened in third grade.
It was in middle school. but who cares? You be upset about other shit. Don't let this distract you.
Listen, how about you be upset with real shit? Like,
with some real
what's happening in our fucking country?
Thank you. These freaking kids, these people in these, they're concentration camps. Don't get me, that's what they are.
Oh, I saw a post. Nazi, you just lost a lot of people. Nazi survivors or, what are this? Holocaust survivors or, you know, I was like, Holocaust survivors are in their 90s now and they're not listening to your bullshit.
They're not listening to it.
Or so, they're not reading Facebook posts
either. They sure aren't. Be upset about some real shit that really matters. Get over this. Get over it. I don't get up in arms about stuff like this because it's not my fight. I don't care. But this is ridiculous.
It is.
This is absolutely ridiculous. But the things that are going on in this country is ridiculous.
Yep.
Guess what? Voting's coming up. Get to voting.
Voting's coming up.
Get to voting. Do your research. Figure out what you stand by. Don't listen to this shit that's on social media. Do your own fucking research and make your own informed decision. I don't care what you vote for. Just vote. Period.
Yeah. Period. Otherwise we'll have another bullshit election that happened, like what happened. Because that's what it was. It was the people that were like,
I don't want
to
vote.
Oh, well, we got this in the bag. I'm not going to vote.
We need your
vote. Oh, so-and-so's already going to win. I'm not going to vote. No. Get out and vote, you stupid idiots.
You guys aren't stupid idiots, obviously.
No, the stupid idiots that didn't fucking vote are stupid idiots.
Yeah, that's
not
true.
The ones that did vote. Yeah. The ones that didn't vote.
Just.
And are the ones that didn't vote. And they're still to this day saying, well, I didn't vote for him. He's not my president because I didn't vote. Or the ones that are saying, well, I didn't vote because I knew he was going to win. So if there was any reason that you didn't vote other than you're not old enough.
Yeah.
Or you're not a citizen.
Or you're a criminal.
Then you need to shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
But, oh, there was a legislation that was supposed to pass in Florida where convicted felons would be able to vote.
Right.
But I don't know if it passed or not because that was during a midterm election.
Yeah. I feel like they can go and get that right back if they really wanted to. I think it's a lot of paperwork and a lot of money. But what I'm saying is stop bitching about it and go do something about it. Period. Period. If you are a woman, you need to vote. Guess what? You weren't allowed to vote a long time ago. You weren't. We had to fight for this right, and if you're just throwing it away, slap yourself. Hi, Phoebe.
Look at her face.
Anyway, so that's all we got for you guys. We're going to step off of that soapbox right now. Hey, Bren. Say hi. Brenly. What's up, baby? You want to sit?
Okay.
You good?
Okay.
Anyway, so I'm Sunny Hepburn.
And I'm Miss Cleo. Call me for your free reading.
Also known as?
Also known as Brandy. Also known as the crazy person with the wig on. I don't know. Whatever.
Your name is Brandy Fleeks.
Yeah, sometimes.
Okay, let's try this again. I'm Sunny Hepburn.
I don't feel like it. I'm not me today.
She's not herself today?
I am Brandy Fleeks.
Sweet. And this is Book of Lies.
Book of Lies.
The podcast.
Bye-bye!
Bye. Bren, say bye-bye.
Okay. You're so cute.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah. Oh. Sorry, we were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.